AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A big sell-off today on Wall Street. The Dow lost more than 300 points. Earlier, it was down as much as 500. The NASDAQ gave back 280. Tech stocks spurred the losses, including NVIDIA, Tesla, and Microsoft. Commuters, meet holiday travelers. Roadways are jammed this Friday with people heading back from afternoon trips. Here's our Rita Foley.
Record-breaking numbers of people expected to be on the move, most by car. The number of Americans on buses, trains, and cruising this holiday season is up nearly 10%. But air travel is expected to shatter its record this holiday season with almost 8 million passengers.
There's a detour for travelers on Interstate 80 in New Jersey, about 45 miles west of New York City. Road crews are working around the clock to repair a giant sinkhole. It developed from an abandoned mine beneath the highway. The White House is expected to propose about $1 billion more in aid for Ukraine, trying to get military supplies to the embattled country before President Biden leaves office. His national security spokesman, John Kirby, says the president is monitoring reports that a Russian defense system may have downed that passenger jet from Azerbaijan.
Made very clear to the Azerbaijani government that we stand ready and willing to help them should they need it with their investigation.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control says it appears the bird flu virus had mutated in a patient from Louisiana who suffered severe illness. Homelessness spiked in the U.S. this year, up 18%, or some 770,000 people. Many Americans are dreaming of winning the big Mega Millions jackpot tonight.
It's $1 billion, isn't it? That's a big one.
This is AP News. New charges against the man accused of burning a woman to death on a New York City subway last weekend.
Prosecutors say the man accused of burning a sleeping woman to death inside a New York City subway station has been indicted on murder and arson charges.
Murder in the first degree, 3 counts of murder in the second degree, and arson in the first degree.
Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez says if convicted, the suspect, Sebastian Zepeda, could spend the rest of his life in prison without parole. Authorities say during questioning, Zepeda claimed he did not know what happened, but he identified himself in photos and surveillance videos showing the fire being lit. I'm Mike Hempen.
A missing German Shepherd Husky mix who escaped from her Florida home earlier this month is now back home. She showed up on the family's doorstep, and she even rang the doorbell. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.